Ayo, 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 personally I think I'm underrated if nothing else. Ayo, personally I think I'm underrated if nothing else. Ayo, personally I think I'm underrated if. Ayo, personally I think I'm underrated if nothing else.
What's good, guys? This is your girl, Ayo Jazz. You are listening to Just My Thoughts with Graffiti Blue, courtesy of Culture Zine Media Network, where urban culture lives.
Do your selfish ways serve you? If you say that it does, I must say I'm not impressed. You always act like you could care less, but I'm spiritually sensitive and I can feel your level of stress. Damn, son. You're a mess. You seem to be stuck on checkers playing with rooks, bishops, queens, and kings who are ready for chess. This isn't a game, though. And you'd be hard-pressed to go through life treating it like some kind of contest where you're trying to be the best. To be honest, you look like you could use some rest. Are you working smarter or working harder? No or yes? Let me stop being overly critical, for I myself am a work in progress, so I'll digress. We all know that love is the answer to many questions of the heart. Yet when it comes to being a loving person, most of us don't even audition for the part. We're more concerned with the reasons fake fuckers walk away instead of showing love to the ones that stay. We're kind of fucked up in that way. Squeaky wheel gets the grease, or at least that's what they say. I would argue that selfish... damn. Ways really aren't self-serving at all, excuse me. At least not in long-term sense, where the get back comes in the form of a harvest. It seems to come back in the form of karma, making you blind to the light and the darkness. But it's not like you're heartless, and I truly believe you'll come full circle regardless. If it's in this life or the next, and I really don't expect you to about face or change your ways. If you really want to serve yourself, serve others the way you wish to be served. And that same energy will return to you someday. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dudes and dudettes, the sexy and the not-so-sexy, big children and little, I am the novelist, author, poet, Lamont Anthony Wright, a.k.a. Graffiti Blue. I might be your favorite poet, might be not. Special night, big day today. I got Phoenix Divine in the house. How you doing, Phoenix?
I'm good.
I got Ayo Jazz in the house. What's good, girl?
What's going on?
Co-host with the most.
What's happening?
I got my main man on the trigger. I call him the trigger man. He looks like he would hold you down, and and nobody's moving. You know what I mean? Ain't nothing moved but the money. Esso's in here. What's going on, Esso?
Not too much, man.
That's what's good. And I have the man, the myth, the legend, Andrew Defy up in here. What's good with you?
Yes, sir. I would just like to say hello to my mother and fuck you to everyone who's got their Christmas shopping done already.
I've been wanting this for a long time.
I'm with you on that.
Just to let people know the history, so that the history is not a mystery. I stumbled in the verse when I came in, but, you know, to keep it real, I'm all the mistakes, I'm going to just keep it. And that's just what it is. When I came into Sacramento 2 years ago, the only guys besides the members of the Faithful Few that had my jaw drop when I heard them spit out in the scene seemed to coincidentally be members of ZFG. So I figure as the podcast is growing, as Culture Zine Media is growing, shout out to my sponsors, shout out to Zulu Nation, shout out to Vaughn Lynn in Southside Jamaica, Queens, and my man Shaqui down in Oakland, I was just like, damn, it would be hella dope to have ZFG in here. It's been something that's been cooking. Phoenix Divine put the freaking idea in my ear. That's why she's up in here, not to mention she's finer than a motherfucker. And that's just what it is. So when I look at your page, it's like, Andrew, I'm going to start with you. When I look at your page, it says founder of ZFG Promotions.
Yes, sir.
Just for the people who don't know, please tell them what ZFG is about.
Man, so we're an arts collective, kind of across all mediums. Really just set out here to change the culture in Sacramento. I've been involved with the Soul Collective for a few years, and that kind of ZFG kind of came out of the Soul Collective. There's a bunch of poets, there's MCs, there's producers, there's engineers, we have graphic designers, photographers, videographers. If you create in Sacramento, like, there is a place for you at ZFG headquarters. Just come and follow the pink gorilla.
Nice.
You know?
Nice.
Or the unicorn. Either one. If you've seen the pink gorilla or the unicorn around Midtown, that's us. ZFG, zero forbidden goals. When we're in the schools, it might be zero fucks given when we're out here on these streets.
Zero fucks given. That has a certain ring to it.
Well, it starts out of basically this group of people, and we're out at the club one night, and the DJ's spinning, and he's spinning some cool stuff, but nobody's dancing because it's Sacramento and everybody's too cool to dance. So we get up as like a social experiment, five of us, let's just go hit the dance floor and watch what happens. And you see everyone flock to the dance floor as soon as there's enough people that they're not the first ones. They're not comfortable.
Nobody wants to be the first one. Absolutely.
So it's not giving a fuck. Like, that we give a lot of fucks about a lot of things, but how people perceive us and our creation, that's not something we give a fuck about. So,
well, that's what's up. There's a certain freedom when you express yourself and you're not down with the pretending, and that's why I didn't want to do another take and do the verse over and all of that shit, and I just that shit just is what it is. I'm seeing you, and you I really want to talk about hip hop shit tonight.
Okay.
And I really want to talk about community, the culture, and all of that stuff. I know you got an album coming out. Finally, Focus.
Yeah.
I think that title is real dope. Tell me about your writing process. Because for those who don't know at home, ZFG is definitely like some real hip hop shit. And that shit is dope. Finally, Focus. I can only imagine that you're obviously self-explanatory.
Yeah, I feel, I don't know. It was like a mindset change.
And okay.
Happened sometime early last year, I think. It was something that happened, and my style kind of took a different turn, and Finally Focused is kind of the beginning point for that in my eyes.
Okay, so where were you at, and what change did you make?
I think it was a lot of me trying to express myself, but I wasn't being honest completely.
Ah, that is the great curse in hip hop, is it not? You know, finding yourself and finding that voice within. Absolutely. Yeah.
That's part of the process. Like, so as an MC, like, I wanted to be Sage Francis, I wanted to be Slug, I wanted to be any of these guys, so I started writing like them.
Absolutely.
And then, over the years, you have to learn not to write, like, but everybody has, there's nothing new under the sun.
There's nothing new under the sun. For me, when I was coming up, I was heavily influenced by Rakim and Big Daddy Kane, you know what I mean? Flat Tops and all of that shit, you know, and intricate words and all of that, and all of that crazy shit. So that's what's up. My girl Ayo Jazz
is
definitely what I'd like to call a hip hop head.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? What are you looking for in the new artist? Like, you just bought SO's album.
Yeah.
Okay. What are you looking for when you skimming through intro to outro?
I want
to
hear this too.
Okay. I'm a sucker. The first thing that catches my attention is a good beat.
Okay.
Like, if you have a good beat, that definitely catches my attention for one. Like, whoever loves me, because music is gonna agree. Like, anytime you
absolutely
your attention, it's gonna draw you in. And then also, I'd say originality. Like, a lot of people are trying to piggyback, or I know there's a difference between being influenced and actually kind of riding on the bandwagon with everyone else. You know, like, it's okay to be influenced by artists and other producers and other, you know. Right. But find your own niche, you know, kind of have your own originality. So I would definitely look for that if I'm going through music and albums, trying to review or decide what I'm feeling, you know.
That's what's up. I will have to say, though, that when I'm watching the backstory to the guys that have broken through, mm-hmm. whether we like them or not, you know what I mean? The common theme is that, oh, they blew because they didn't sound like anybody else.
Right.
You know what I mean? They stumbled on to a new sound or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that shit is dope. I'm gonna segue to Phoenix Divine, and I want to ask you this, Phoenix: what was the last new music you took a chance on? What was the last album you bought? Now, not popular, not the Jill Scotts, not the Nas, not nobody overground. What was the last underground shit you bought?
Oh my god, I haven't bought an album in a very long time. I get all my music off of Spotify.
Okay, okay. Oh, but
your album was probably the last album.
Hey, lady, did you hear that? A moment of clarity was supported by Phoenix Divine. Your main man is on Spotify. I mean, shameless plug, but it is what it is. I came out with that album in February, and I was gonna do a moment of clarity, boss, at your spot, but I had some shit on my chest that night, and I opted to do How Could I Make You Ugly Beautiful, and that's just what it is. I just wrote it, and I was going through some shit. But it's changed. Your spot is changing, though. Tell me about this drunk poetry at the poorhouse. And you actually got a few things going on. We're going to talk about drunk poetry and live sessions, but first the drunk poetry, though.
Yeah, drunk poetry is a brainchild of mine to... You know, I like to get poetry into places it's not typically at. That's what our guerrilla art flash mobs were about. Really trying to take it places where people aren't exposed to poetry.
No, no doubt. Oh, right.
Forms. Right. And the bar is one of those places. In fact, I've not only been kicked out of bars, multiple bars in this city, I've had poetry as an institution kicked out of bars.
Wow.
Because of my performances in the city. That's a badge of honor that I wear very, very proudly here. But to be able, so the idea of drunken poetry is that everyone's a poet. Okay. It's not coming in with your rehearsed, your performance pieces or anything like that. It's everyone having some spirits, enjoying some drinks, and getting into a creative place. So we're going to do a dirty haiku battle. We're going to do a Cards Against Humanity slam. We're going to do a gangster rap poetry recital where you do, like, you take two short lyrics and do them like William Shatner.
Nice.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
So just really, like, exploring poetry in the forms that are poetry in a less serious fashion. You know what I mean? I think that scares a lot of folks off. You know, a lot of people, you say poetry and they have this Ottoman
right.
And anything, that's kind of what the ZFG movement is about, is really bringing it and making it relevant for folks, whether it's in the bar or whether it's on the street corners, or, you know, we'll see. It's going to be a lot of fun. We got a power hour beforehand where you can get your $2 cocktails, and then everyone who wins the contest for each one of these things will get free drinks.
Right.
Just have the spirits flowing.
No, I'm glad you said that. For those people and the listeners within the sound of my voice who are hearing this podcast, welcome. Thank you for tuning in. And basically, when I quit the art, it was because it stopped being fun. Mm-hmm. You follow what I'm saying? The energy was just bad. It was too serious. And I was wound up wondering what kind of music I should make. I was wound up about my brand. Mm-hmm. And Phoenix knows better than most that I was wound up about selling out. You know what I mean? Culture Zine gave me an opportunity to be somewhat unfiltered. But this show is a spirituality-based show, and I will put the game into spiritual context.
Absolutely.
That's what it is, and that's what I feel. So, that being said, I'm all about vibes and good energy and all of that shit. And the problem, one of the problems, many problems with the game, hip-hop in particular, is that everybody wants to put their best foot forward. Everybody wants to say, hey, this is me at my best, at my most hardcore, my most serious, prepared bars. I've been rehearsing for fucking 11 weeks, and I'm ready to give you this work. When in reality, the dopest songs, MCs or whatever, have the ability to freestyle and let it kind of flow organically and all that shit. So when an MC in particular tells me they can freestyle, I love that energy because you stop giving a fuck, zero fucks given, shout out to ZFG, and you're doing it and you're going back to the love. So what I want to ask you is, you're saying the name of this album is definitely very telling when you talk about I'm finally focused, but are you relaxed on this album? Have you like come into your own? You wearing that MC vest, like, yes, this is who I am and all of that shit, because, well, if that's the case, then everybody needs to support that shit.
Well, I feel this is the best representation of me making the music that I've heard in my head and I haven't been able to make.
Okay.
Whether it was me holding myself back, or, you know, the people I was around, or just the topics that I was on just weren't being organic.
Indeed. So
this is the one that I feel like I'm actually being myself. The sound is coming through. I like what I'm hearing so far, you know, on the project.
What's up?
I've worked out. So that's why I felt, I know, I was afraid to put out a project called Finally Focused, because it seems like, you know, that first step, obviously, and if I fell short, I didn't want to fall short.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But now I'm more confident, even more so with the name, because it's coming out that way.
Yeah, and it's good to have a bit of prophecy in your shit, because nobody knows you've arrived like you. You know what I mean? Right. So, you know, and if you're telling people, like in my album or whatever, Moment of Clarity or Finally Focus or whatever the name of the project is, that should definitely represent. I'm going to go, I love when people, I pay attention to what people call themselves. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? In the case of Phoenix Divine, I already knew she was a passionate woman. Because who would name themselves after a fiery bird of eternal flame than somebody with red dreads? I mean, really. Ladies and gentlemen, just to give you a picture at home, Phoenix is definitely looking quite sexy in the red dreads in the home offices of Graffiti Boo Publishing. And we're going to get a verse from her and everybody else after these messages. We'll be right back.
Hey guys, what's up? It's Lacey Kay. I'm a recording artist, actress, dancer, model, and entrepreneur. You can check more of my music out at www.lacikayofficial.com. And right now on the E! Waters Show, you will exclusively hear my songs Running Free, On My Own, and Rejected. If you want me to be booked for any of your weddings or events, go to my website under Contact and get a 10% off discount by mentioning this ad. Well, that's me. Thanks, guys. I'm Lacey Kay, signing out.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dudes and dudettes, the sexy and the sex not so sexy, big children and little, we are back. I am the novelist, author, poet, Lamont Anthony Wright, a.k.a. Graffiti Blue. That commercial has me wanting to ask some questions. Okay. Hey, yo, Jazz.
What's going on?
Have you ever heard the term 360 deal?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay. SO, have you ever heard the term 360 deal?
I have.
Phoenix Divine, have you ever heard the term 360 deal?
I have not.
Andrew Divine.
No, sir.
Okay, basically, SO, let me see if I get this shit correct. If you sign with a record company, you basically are signing all the rights away to your merchandise, your album, and a lot of these rappers are signing 360 deals these days, and it's not necessarily lucrative for them. My advice to all you cats out there who are creators for a living and want to sell your art, I have no problem with my lovely sponsors, and they've done nothing but treat me well. But if your sponsors are not my sponsors, and you are not blessed enough to work with Shaki and the lovely people up at Culture Zine Media, don't sign some bullshit 360 deal. Stay independent. Put the work in. You know what I mean? Be like ZFG Promotions. Be like Phoenix. Be like AO Jazz. Be like your main man, Graffiti Blue. And go out there and get after it. And own your own masters. You follow what I'm saying? And and speaking of branding, I want to talk to Jazz, my lovely co-host, for a second. And I want to talk about establishing a brand. You got, right. You know what I mean? I know of all of you, actually, through the work you put in. You know what I mean? All of y'all were working, you know what I mean, when I met you and you established the brand. Talk about establishing, how did you start, you know what I mean, establishing your brand, and what does your brand represent, if I can ask that?
Yeah, of course. Well, it was pretty much a decision that I made by deciding, you know what, I want to create me into my work. You know, I want to create a blog, a podcast. I want people to be able to access me through my creativity, throughout different outlets, you know, and I'm into media, entertainment, music. There's a lot that I want to do. So once I made that decision, I was like, okay, how can I express myself and keep my creativity and my personality through my work? So I decided on a name for myself, you know, my brand, AO Jazz, and I figured how I portray myself, you know, and who I am, that describes me perfectly, and it shows character and personality, you know, AO Jazz. And so that's what I decided. I just started branding myself with that, and it caught on. Like,
that's beautiful, because I thought that was just an East Coast thing when we was like, AO.
And it describes me in so many different ways, and that's another reason why I love my brand AO Jazz, because there's so much to me that people don't realize.
Well, you're hella active, because you be making moves, man. You was on Good Day Sacramento this morning,
yeah,
wasn't
moves
you?
Have to be made. Yeah, today was super super cool. It was a segment for UBU Fashion Boutique in Old Sacramento, and their stylist Hannah B and her line Retrospect. So it's just a vintage line. It's super, super awesome. So,
that's what's up.
So we did a segment on that, and I was featured as, you know, one of the models, and we did that this morning. It was work.
Can we talk about that hat though?
Okay.
y'all can't see what's going on, but
okay. Just a name.
Yeah. Louis Vuitton and Davy Crockett.
Yeah.
Just to paint a picture for y'all at home.
This is my vintage Fox and the Hound. This is the real deal right here.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I just got this from them today.
She's got on a raccoon hat.
Yeah, raccoon tail attached, everything.
But peep the print on top of
it. Oh, yeah. No,
hey, she got the Louis on
it.
Oh,
is serious.
Oh,
like,
she's got a print.
This was handcrafted. Like, this is no joke.
Wow.
And I thought it was fake when they had me wear it for one of the looks that we did
today.
You know, and they're like, no, this is legitimate. This is real, like, animal.
And that must come with a lot of perks. You just got to jack the hat, and I like that.
Yeah, like when you get to a certain level of professionalism, and when you're good at what you do, you know, people see that and they see you're passionate and you know what you bring to the table. They don't mind, hey, going the extra mile or, you know, taking care of you in situations. So they definitely gave me this to have. I'm so juiced.
That is, do you see that, ladies and gentlemen? I got the very beautiful AO Jazz in the home offices of Graffiti Blue Publishing. She's got on the raccoon hat with the Louis Vuitton, not really print
right.
on top of it.
Vintage Louis Vuitton.
And that brings me to a segment that me and Andrew was talking about, and that was networking and infrastructure. Mm-hmm. And you see what happens when you network, you shake some hands, you kiss some babies, you just can't do it via the internet, even though this podcast is via the internet. And I'll give you a prime example of how networking does. Once upon a time, about 9 or 10 months ago, I got hit on Facebook through Phoenix Divine. And Phoenix Divine was just like, I'm really, you know, I'm digging the way you brand yourself. you know, I had some questions about this, that, and the third. Can you meet me for coffee? And I'm sitting down with this beautiful girl, and I was feeling myself. My ego was out of control. Out of control! And we had the most humble talk ever. She put my ego back in check.
Right.
And it was all good. And she said she was going to feature one day, and that she was just looking for some guidance, some mentorness. And I really felt like an OG, and we talked, and I said that what she was saying was a bit ambitious, and I'll be damned if she didn't do this feature about
rules did not apply to me.
3.5 months after that, she did this feature at Cafe Luna's that actually had me whelping up. Emotional. Wow. The show was dope. Andrew, she needs to feature at your spot at some point. Right. The woman,
we've had her feature at a few of ours.
That's what I'm saying. Phoenix is dope. Yeah. See, they already got. See, I'm late, ladies and gentlemen.
I told you about Andrew.
I'm late. I'm like the bad guy who shows up for zero period at like 10 o'clock. Right. That's what's up. That's what's up. I want to hear some sort of lyrics though. I would love to hear a chorus or something from these ZFG promotion guys from Phoenix. Jasmine is definitely nodding. She's waiting.
I'm ready.
The raccoon hat.
Yep.
That's what's up. Whoever wants to contribute a verse.
A picture of that hat.
No.
We tweet a picture
of the hat.
Yeah. Oh, we tweet that.
Because people are not going to understand.
Photography listeners
will
have a flick for you later.
I'm about to upload the hat. With the hashtag. With the hashtag ZFZ promotions.
New school.
There you go. No. Hashtag new school Davy Crockett.
Hashtag Davy Crockett ain't got shit on.
Absolutely. Right. So go on. All my listeners going to Twitter. Hashtag. Hit that and you'll holler see the hat. That's holler at you, girl. No doubt.
That hat has character, though.
Man, absolutely. I've never had a raccoon hat. I'm just getting into hats. So to just go from getting into hats like beanies and snapbacks to full raccoon with tail attached, I just can't.
Oh, without question. Yeah. But you.
A whole nother level. I've done hit three.
Yo, Andrew, tell me about that. Tell me about the spot. Talk about DJ Sushi from 103.5.
Oh, that's my little brother right there.
Okay.
Shout out to Young Sushi.
Tell me about DJ Sushi. I'll tell you where I'm going in a minute.
So me and Sushi go way back. I met that kid when he was just an up and coming MC, and then we started hosting these events called Epic Fridays at Tropicana out in Arden when that still existed.
Epic Fridays.
Like, 1,000 people just like coming to get their freak on. Like, yeah, it was wild. Like,
that was real epic.
If you look up my Dirty Energy music video on YouTube, you'll see it was entirely filmed at Epic Fridays.
Okay, like,
yeah, it was
that's
real.
What's up.
So yeah, that's where that's how me and Sush started working. And I've just followed up with that dude and kept building with that dude throughout the years. And he's actually gonna be co-hosting a new event. Our open mic is changing to an event called Live Sessions, where we're gonna just kind of open the floor to musicians, poets, MCs, singers, songwriters, dancers. We got a bunch of the dance community that's gonna be coming out, just to be creative in one place, kind of take the idea of our guerrilla art flash mobs indoors with amplified sound and a good sound man. So it's not just the acapellas and the soul claps anymore. Mm-hmm. So Sush is actually going to be co-hosting that with me. We're trying, he has the New at Nine Boys show.
Yeah.
That was going on. I don't think it's going on anymore, but I know he's working always to keep like the locals in touch with the radio stations. You know, they're under clear channel control.
Shout out to DJ Sushi. I like what you're doing. Is that, I know you guys, you, SO, Jazz, Phoenix, you guys don't seem to have a problem with networking, shaking hands, and all of that stuff. Yeah. Phoenix, I'm going to start with you. Do you see a problem with most artists in Sacramento being collaborative? She's looking at me like I don't know. But I've got to ask the question.
You set me up. Of course, artists in Sacramento do not collaborate. They do not play well with others. Nobody gets along.
Wow. Is that your experience, Miss Jasmine? Do you?
You know what? And the people that I've grown to know in the generation that I'm involved in with. We've started a movement called Support Sac Artists.
Okay.
And it started off with a close friend of mine who you may be familiar with, Luan's World. I do all my skits with him.
I'm familiar.
Well, yeah, I mentioned him to you. Mm-hmm. And he started this movement, Support Sac Artists. And so we started incorporating that into all our skits and all our, you know, it caught on with all the people that we collab with, you know, through music and, you know, all the other artists that we're involved with. And so we've just been blasting this movement, like Support Sac Artists, and it's catching on. And we're trying to work on it because, like Divine said, it's something that Sac struggles with, you know.
Okay.
And people leave Sacramento to look for that community and those people that are looking for the same things that they want.
Indeed.
And so now I feel like we're finally starting to build this team effort. You know, we're trying to put Sac on. And it's crazy too that you mentioned that because we just did shout out to Stephanie. She just did a Put Sac On event at Blue Lamp. She Luan co-hosted with another one of our homies, Coop, and so it was a huge turnout. And it's just this movement, Put Sac On, Support Sac Artists, like we're trying to like build that team, that community. So I think it's starting to finally catch on that, hey, we can't do this by ourselves. Like, it takes a community. Like, we're all talented. We all have what it takes. Like, why not help each other brand? Like, you got the podcast. You got the artist, the poetry, the, you know, like, we have what it takes.
You might as well link up. Absolutely.
You know, like...
A lot of people don't understand, and me and Andrew were talking about it before we turned the mic on. And, you know, every movement... of every era, whether it was Bad Boy, mm-hmm. Rough Riders, No Limit, freaking Death Row, Aftermath, any artist, your favorite rapper had a base of people behind them. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Even if you don't like them. You know what I mean? The young thugs and the other dress-wearing MCs out there that you might not even like. Unfortunately, shout out to all the dress-wearing MCs out there that have 100,000 fans that don't mind their MCs in dresses. They got a following. You can't be mad. If you're not mad that the dress is being worn, I can't be mad either.
And if you are mad about it, why are you so mad about what another man is wearing? Why aren't you giving your money?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That being said, you can't be mad on one side of the fence, like, oh man, look at the artist that's out, and complain if you're not supportive, if you don't buy Esso's album when it drops. Yeah. When is that thing dropping, by the way?
It's looking like March right now.
Okay, March, yeah. I'd definitely be very, very interested in hearing what you have to say. And well, that'd be dope.
Just as far as, like, he's going to be real humble right now, so I'm going to speak on it for him.
Okay.
As far as innovation with the album, a lot of what Esso's doing, the beats, the time signatures on the beats are different. They're not on 4-4. He's doing a lot of 3-4, five counts.
Like, okay.
The next evolution musically, I feel, for hip-hop being get out of that 4-4. Mm-hmm. We've been 4 on the floor
okay,
for the last
yeah.
30
we,
years.
We've been with the repetitive 4-4
so four
hooks
let's
for
Let's figure
man.
Out how to flip a flow. If you listen to a 3-4 beat, a 5-count beat, mm-hmm. they sound different. They make you put your words different places. They make
Absolutely.
You flow different. So learning a new way of flowing. So when he's talking about, like, I was learning to become this MC and I was kind of going through, it's because he was like, I'm going to try this whole new form. You got to learn how to ride the bike first. You know
Without
I mean?
Question.
Like this,
okay.
Yeah, like... So definitely look for that album. Like, okay. If originality and bars is what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. We got to pay a bill. We'll be right back. And when we do come back, we're going to get into some hustle and flows.
Nice.
Are you looking to build your online presence and increase your landing page visits? You need JDS Online Marketing. We offer the services you need to maximize your online exposure without breaking the bank. We specialize in social media management, website creation, target marketing, and most important, brand SEO. Take advantage of our free consultation by logging on to JDSOnlineMarketing.com. That's JDSOnlineMarketing.com, your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
You are listening to Just My Thoughts with Graffiti Blue on Culture Zine Radio Network, where urban culture is.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dudes and dudettes, the sexy and the not-so-sexy, big children and little, we are back, and as promised, I got some dope spit for y'all. I figured, you know, you tuned in, we might as well give you a piece of us, because you're giving us a piece of your ear. Jazz, what are you looking forward to? She's way excited. Talk to me. She barely, just to give a visual for the folks at home, she's itching in her seats, ladies and gentlemen.
My raccoon's about to jump off my head. Okay, we talked about with Tayanis last week how we enjoy, well, me personally.
Indeed.
Lyrics. I'm big on lyricists, so, you know, and wordplay and poetry obviously stems from that.
Indeed.
So I'm very excited to hear what the three of our hosts have to say.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
It's going to be dope. Yeah.
Shout out to Tayanis and...
Yeah.
My coffee brown, and yeah, he's doing big things in Sacramento.
Song is dope.
Yeah, absolutely, but now is the time for Phoenix Design. Excuse me. Now is the time for Phoenix Divine. I was trying to be fancy.
To design.
Freestyle. Don't be afraid to freestyle. By the way.
Not happening.
Oh, I was saying it to the listeners actually.
Okay, so I have a poem. This is my zero fucks given poem. I thought it was appropriate.
Oh!
Yeah, it's called That Girl. Talk that talk, girl. Walk that walk, girl. Enticing them with your golden eyes. Is it any surprise when they trip as you walk by? Glancing up, all meek and shy. Crossing those long honey-dipped legs, suggesting more than what she realized. Talk that talk, girl. Walk that walk, girl. She knows she fly, but is she ride or die? I see no king by her side, but a queen inside. She's got that whole divine, feminine vibe. She's the type of girl that has a soul tribe and says words like energy, consciousness, sacred union, but most of all, she says words like fuck. As in, fuck that shit. Fucking hell, fuck yeah, and sometimes fuck me. And she means this quite literally, legs spread all the way up in the air, not giving a fuck, but having a fucking great time, getting fucked, not giving a fuck less about any other fucking thing in the fucking world, because fuck. Talk that talk, girl. Walk that walk, girl.
Yes! Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dudes and dudettes, Snaps on deck.
Snaps on deck.
All I gotta say is, fuck.
Right, that is so appropriate right
now.
Yeah.
I think I just figured out what I'm gonna do.
We got the ZFG going.
We got a shout out to
being given.
Indeed, you are listening to the pleasant sounds of Phoenix Divine, the poet. How do people get in contact with you, by the way? If they don't.
Now, they can get me on Facebook. That's probably the safest way. Do not get me on Twitter because you will see some nasty shit. So probably just get me on Facebook.
Well, okay.
Wait, hold on. I'm trying to get that Twitter, though.
I'm trying to get that Twitter.
What's that Twitter be like?
At Phoenix Divine One, if you are brave.
Okay. All
if
right.
You're nasty.
Absolutely, man.
After hours, Twitter is real bad.
Yeah.
Twitter after dark.
That's right.
Hashtag Twitter after dark. You will see Phoenix Divine without a doubt. Did you like that? Did you like that spit, Miss Jazz?
I did. Okay. I did. Yeah.
She,
it was dope.
Is that the first time you heard a Phoenix verse?
I think that was definitely the first time I've heard a Phoenix verse.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you go see Phoenix feature at Mahogany?
Off tops. Especially, I gotta support my women in SAC.
Shout out to Mahogany. Shout out to Mahogany. You may want to book Phoenix Divine for a feature. I'm just saying.
Kyrie, don't play yourself.
Don't play yourself, Kyrie.
Kyrie has no love for me, so it's all good.
Shout out to Kyrie.
Yeah, we love Kyrie. Kyrie doesn't love me. So
wow, okay. That's what's going on. That's what's going on. I got ZFG in the building right now. Yeah. I got Andrew, Defy, and Esso up in here. What's up, fellas? You got some verses for me?
We've been talking about your album all night. I'm gonna let you start us off.
Okay, first. Just to catch the people up, if you're just now tuning in to this podcast, to The Sound of Our Voice, we're talking to, he's making reference to Esso's album about to drop in March called Finally Focus, and apparently he's finding different pockets to rap in, which is always a joy, especially for someone who appreciates bars like Jasmine Nicole.
Yes.
You got something for the people? You got something for the listeners?
I do. I got a verse. A verse that is going to be on the album, off the track, featuring Luke Taylor and a popular DJ in Sacramento that I don't want to mention right now.
Okay.
It's not final. So
that's what's up. Shout out to Luke Taylor, though. I heard Luke Taylor spit on many occasions. Peace.
Yeah. So I'm going to do a verse off that.
Hey, they mugging me, yeah, I'm shining, cause I see them squinting them eyelids. They can't rock my vibe, I copped the dub last night, this lightweight violet. Catch me grinding, look like I like it. Ain't got no time for no side chick. Ain't trying to see no violence, King Abdullah leading them pilots. Sabahelhead, bleed for my people too. Don't believe on the things these people do. Don't believe in shit, but I believe in you, and my lies are sweet, you believe me too. That's so sick, put the P in pew. Sleep like Snoop, I'm speaking cool. Cap the hook without the SME and crew. You suspect, heard you put the D in Duke. I'm on North Gate with my window down, trying to get to the taco shop. Read that loud, but I got that script, that J-I-C for the 5-0 stop. And I roll by, my day off, you could all go fuck off. Yes, you bitch, I'm rolling solo, me, myself, and my smoker's cough. What the fuck I'm gonna do? I'm about to mob on through. Drop 5 on it, how about you? Go up like a high balloon, straight up, hala Abdul. Got soul, Eric Abadu. In a cloud like I too. Making moves like I'm Maluk. My God, I'm fool. Moods so right, I cool. I train Rouse Al Ghul, like ASAP, like Ja Rule. Throw flags on the bye bye rules. More mean with the vodka. I do go dumb, but I'm not out for you. Sick, ha ha at you. Dream team, we the la crew. Got a lock, pile out my loot on point like a pop rock troop. No AIDS, I'm cool. Smoothest ride I ever took was a driving bros and pile out cool.
Ooh. This isn't a game, ladies and gentlemen. That shit you writing in your pad, cross it out, and start over.
Start over.
I got Phoenix Divine in this bitch. I got Jasmine Nicole, Esso, Andrew, Defy in here. You don't even want me to say my name, okay? Stop playing. That was dope, Playboy.
Yeah.
Let's get the definitive word. Jazz, what do you think of those bars, baby?
No, I was feeling it. Okay. Yeah, I was feeling the flow. It was dope.
All right. Yeah. Everybody's heads in the studio was bobbing. I saw Phoenix feeling the flow. But I saw Esso feeling Phoenix's verse, too. So I think there's mutual love in here.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Everybody's loving each other. Imagine that. Goes right with the networking and infrastructure we were talking about. It does happen in SAC.
Wow.
You imagine that. Looks like Andrew is chomping at the bit here, though.
Oh, yeah.
He's rubbing his whiskers.
I was inspired. I was inspired by Phoenix's piece, actually.
Okay, that's what's up.
I have a very similar kind of story here. Because we teach, we work in the schools. There's a reason, you know, it started out as zero fucks given, and you can't go into schools and say, we're going to teach your kids not to give a fuck. It becomes zero forbidden goals, right?
Yeah.
Then there's that.
Because oftentimes, in my profession, the subject of profanity arises, and they ask me, do you guys curse?
Mm.
Or even better, do you say bad words? My response is always, there are no bad words, only bad people. You pay no mind to the evil, but vilify the words used to describe it. I mean, magnificent words like, fuck.
Yes.
You can fuck something. You can fuck someone. You can fuck something up. You can fuck that. You can fuck this. You can not give a fuck. You could give a fuck. You can give two fucks, which is somehow worse than not giving a fuck. You can be a fuck. You can be a fucker. You can get fucked. You can have a fuck. You can be or make a fuck face. You can fuck people over, or you could just say fuck it. Fuck is a noun, a verb, an adjective, and an adverb. Fucking A. Fucks break down into four main categories. There are holy fucks, flying fucks, dumb fucks, and motherfucks. Yes, fucks have mothers. And how do you think they feel about their children being excluded? Fuck. Fuck is fucking versatile. Fuck is a one-syllable exclamation point. So why the fuck are we so afraid of a four-letter word? I mean, shit. Shit. There's another one. Shit. Everyone shits. You can do some shit. You can buy some shit. You can feel shitty over the fact that you ain't shit. Mm-hmm. You can be the shit or just a piece of shit. You cannot take no shit. Shit happens. Things can all go to shit because shit's real out here. Shit.
Okay.
I don't get the shit personally. Shit is confusing. I feel like I got shit for brains. It's a shit storm. It's bullshit. But people love a shit show. You can talk shit. You can be all up in the shit. You can shit on somebody. And I guess you can, like, shit on somebody. Shit comes on shingles in the military, which leads me to my next point. Things can look, taste, smell, sound, and feel like shit. That's all five senses. That's some all-encompassing shit.
Indeed.
When explaining to my students the power and mysticism of these two words, I tell them that sometimes when dealing with cops who would rather see you face down in a gutter than attaining a college education, there is no better way to say fuck that shit than saying fuck that shit. Yeah. As long as you know what the shit is, who's responsible for the shit, and how you intend to fuck it.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this ain't no game. I keep telling you this.
I just like curse words.
Shit.
Yes, but the wordplay was dope. Fuck yeah.
No, and a lot of times I will tell people that, hey, you know, I'll probably curse to this, and the saying. Some people say, oh, poets, MCs, lyricists, whatever. If you're cursing, mm-hmm. that is due to a lack of imagination for a better word. And I'm just like, fuck that shit. Because why not use every weapon in your arsenal lyrically? Putting that inside a spiritual context. A lot of people really be like, oh God, you know, I don't want to curse because I don't want to offend the big one. But you can't offend the big guy, the big girl, or the big
energy. A minister.
Right.
And one of the stories that he tells of the most effective speaker he ever saw was a man who got up and he spoke at this huge arena and he said, 5,000 people died of hunger in this certain country yesterday and you guys don't give a shit. The whole arena full of these pastors and Christian folks. So you guys care more that I just said shit.
Right.
Than that 5,000 people died in that country yesterday.
Yes, indeed.
You know what I mean? Like, absolutely. And it definitely gets, you know, and working with these kids, like, how are you going to tell a kid, like, who just had bullets whiz through their fucking window, like their bedroom window, on some stray shit.
Absolutely. That
you can't say shit? This kid almost got killed the other night.
Indeed.
And shit is what you're worried about? That's what's going to get them in trouble? Like, come on, man. It doesn't make sense. You know what I mean? So, I know with myself especially, and I think a lot of us try to really address those kind of issues with the humor, with the poetry, you know what I mean? It's real easy to, I can get people laughing, and we all love curse words up until the very end when we've got to stare at the fact that there's police brutality looking at these kids.
Yeah, it's funny. It's funny what we pay attention to, and that brings me to what we're going to talk about, ladies and gentlemen in this room, is community. Right. And a part of the reason why people don't work with community is because a lot of times as human beings, we lose sight of what really matters and what really is important. Inside the last poem I just wrote, which was called A Mystery to Black History, and there's a couple of lines in there that go like this. It said, "We all know that Moses probably wasn't pale, but we wouldn't think twice if he was played by Christian Bale. How we don't have a problem with big budget motion pictures, but a black Santa Claus on the lawn during Christmas time might make your neighbors whisper." You see what I'm saying? Yeah. And we continually, whether it's racism, politics, romance shit, things you got questions about, romance, hip-hop, whatever, we continually, we be worried about the wrong focus, the wrong bullshit. We worried about a motherfucking cursing instead of worried about the 5,000 people who died and so forth. Right. And it takes a lot of courage to work inside the community because you really have to dig deep and want to freaking help people. Can you talk, Andrew, can you talk about the community work that ZFG Promotions is doing?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's kind of at the core of everything we do. There is talent, there is the writing, the poetry, the emceeing and beats and all that, but ZFG's core is community. We do, one of the first installations we ever did was one called Chainlink Poetry, where we would come up with all these words of empowerment for the community, and just like magnetic poetry.
Absolutely.
And then we put them on poster board and mount them on coat hangers and put them on chain link fences, and we put, you know, 50 to 100 words on this chain link fence, and all of a sudden people are walking by and they're able to create a positive message that someone else in their community sees when they walk by, and then they can do the same thing. We would go by every day and we'd see the change, and we'd see that someone else put a new message up. You know, we did, Phoenix was actually involved in one of our, it was the Love Yourself flash mobs when Kendrick Lamar came out with the song I Love Myself. Right. It was such an important message that hip hop wasn't putting out at that time, you know what I mean? So we organized these flash mobs of dance parties where we would just show up at random places, right, with 20 people and a brass band and just start a dance party to get people to dance. We have a, I don't even know if you'd call it a program, it's just like a ZFG thing we do called the Compliment Corridor.
Okay, and Compliment Corridor.
Yes.
Okay.
And this is one of my favorite ZFG activities. Just came from a day where I'd had a fucked up day, a few of us were going through it, and we ended up in my house and we said, well, let's go do something to like bless the people, and we'll be blessed. So what we do is we just stand in a big ass group blocking the sidewalk like hooligan ass young people, right?
Right.
And as soon as people come up, instead of them having to be like, oh, excuse me or anything, before they walk up, we part ways like the Red Seas, usher them through and give everybody, hey, yo, I really like that hat. Hey, yo, you're killing those shoes right now. Okay. Yeah. And the first lady who went through this thing started crying, turned around and was like, that's the most beautiful shit I've ever fucking had happen to me. Like,
that's dope.
And through blessing the folks like that, then we get blessed. You know, we take chain link poetry into the schools now. That's my big thing. Like, I come from the DARE generation. I come from a generation where the police came into our schools and they told us that if your parents smoked that stuff that grows from the ground, they were villains and they were criminals and it was divisive and they fucked up a lot of shit like that. And I don't, personally, I don't want to see the police on the fences at the schools. I want to see chain link poetry on the fences in the schools.
Right, right.
I'm not saying it's not divisive. It's to put out to the community that you are empowered and that you create the beauty that you want to see. You know what I mean? And can we just put out words of empowerment instead of putting out hugs, not drugs? And all
right.
Of them, you know
what
I'm saying?
Yeah, like, no, there is a difference.
Like, I'm 31. That shit didn't work. You know what I mean?
Still looking for that hug.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. And you know, Phoenix, when I'm hearing Andrew speak, I can hear you pretty involved. I know you put me on and all of that stuff. You guys are making a lot of headway in the community. I need to be a bigger part of this, man. And I have an idea.
Don't say it on the air in Sacramento.
Oh!
Someone else will take that shit.
No shit!
That's real talk.
Oh, I had just been advised, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dudes and dudettes, the sexy and the not so sexy, big children and little. I'm going to discuss this idea off air, and we'll be right back after these messages. Real talk.
Hello, my name is David Fleming. And the name of my company is Alabaster Box Soaps. The web address is also Alabaster Box Soaps. I make all natural soaps from shea butter, cocoa butter, and mango butter. I also do make goat's milk soaps, along with several different varieties of lavender soaps. I do have a Facebook page by the same name, Alabaster Box Soaps, and I hope that you take the time to visit my website and my Facebook. I'm sure that there is something there that you will love to have.
Doctor, can I be your patient? I've been trying to reach you, I've been patient. Hey doctor, can I be your patient? I've been trying to reach you, I've been patient.
Now he was having chest pain, trouble with his heart. Told the girl he was down with from the very start. She would listen to his troubles with them other girls. She would tell him he was nuts for messing with them squirrels. He would feel better after laughing with his friend. She would heal him with her spirit like his medicine. She would hip him to girls' ways and give him game. He would ask her out, she'd be like, stop playing. She was feeling him though, but a little scared to operate on his heart, and she wasn't prepared to lose his friendship, a concept that he couldn't grasp. So every now and then he really couldn't help but ask.
Hey doctor, can I be your patient? I've been trying to reach you, I've been patient. Hey doctor, can I be your patient? I've been trying to reach you, I've been patient. Hey doctor, can I be your patient? I've been trying to reach you, I've been patient. Hey doctor, can I be your patient? I've been trying to reach you, I've been patient.
Now she was smooth, just like the doctors who've been in the game a long time, always on the move. He would talk crazy when she dated other dudes. He would say they aren't good enough for you. She would brush him off, but she knew that he was right. Crying on his shoulder after a bad fight with another brother that she had to dismiss. With her guard down, she had given him a kiss. Now the situation is brand new to both the patient and the doctor, who took an oath to never cross the line with a special friend. But love has a funny way of happening. She jumped up before he knew it, she was gone. Bonita Ababum, you really gotta put me on, is what he said through a message on a text. Her phone rang and she knew what was coming next.
Hey doctor, can I be your patient? I've been trying to reach you, I've been patient. Hey doctor, can I be your patient? I've been trying to reach you, I've been patient. Hey doctor, can I be your patient? I've been trying to reach you, I've been patient. Hey doctor, can I be your patient? I've been trying to reach you, I've been patient. Hey.
The doctor put him on, but only after he agreed to take their love at a slow speed. And after him being her patient forever, it was obvious that they were meant to be together. The months on the calendar melted off, but there was one barrier that wasn't crossed. And after healing his wounds for so long, something about being physical felt wrong. That's what she said, but he wasn't buying. From what your kisses say to me, shit, stop lying. And don't lie to yourself, just be specific. Don't confuse wrong with a little different. Frustrated, he tried to leave, but the doc ran a block with her body that made him stop. She pushed him on the bed, ready as she's ever been. She said she'd give him some if he sung the hook again.
Hey doctor, can I be your patient? I've been trying to reach you, I've been patient. Hey doctor, can I be your patient? I've been trying to reach you, I've been patient. Hey doctor, can I be your patient? I've been trying to reach you, I've been patient. Hey doctor, can I be your patient? I've been trying to reach you, I've been patient. Hey.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dudes and dudettes, the sexy and the not so sexy, big children and little. I'm throwing the oop to Jasmine Nicole because I'm gonna be sipping and tweeting. So go right in, girl.
Back. That's good, you guys. It's a pleasure to be back. Sitting here with Graffiti Blue. Thanks for having me, Graffiti.
Well, I really enjoy myself. You're always welcome, dear.
Yeah, so we're here with Andrew Define. We got Esso over here and Miss Phoenix Divine. We're just here kind of just picking your brains, talking about music and poetry and everything that you guys got going on. So as far as ZFG, I hear you guys got a lot coming up in the next couple of months.
Oh, there's a ton. 2016 yeah. is it's going to be
a... You guys are going to be busy.
It's going to be a good year, absolutely. We're starting off with Drunk Poetry at the Poorhouse on Thursdays, I believe that's going to be. So that's going to be really, really crazy. You don't have to be a poet to be a drunk poet. See, I should do my tagline right there.
No,
right,
no, right, no, right, no, right, no, right, no, right, no. Right. I almost was like, okay, now are we going to sign up?
So we've got that going up. Shout out to Poorhouse for allowing that. There's also the ZFG compilation is coming out.
Yeah.
We've got a drink that's going to be named after this coming up. So
the ZFG compilation, you were mentioning a little bit about that earlier. So you guys apparently have a ton of artists and poets and...
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's like, I mean, I think at last count on the site, the artists that I pages are like 16 of them, but there's still a ton of affiliates around. So we really wanted to just compile a taste of what that was. You know, we have artists in different genres of music. We have some EDM and like house artists. We have Spacewalker, who just creates her own music out of the ether.
Shout out to Spacewalker. I am a fan. Big fan. Yeah, shout out to Spacewalker.
He's a fan. I might have to check this out. Oh, definitely.
Let me tell you about my little sister, like, real quick. And I think Phoenix can co-sign me on the wonder that is Spacewalker.
She's amazing.
Her name, first of all, is crazy.
It fits. Yeah, she's an interstellar unicorn. So she works with a loop pedal.
Uh-huh.
And she's an amazing vocalist. She also raps. But she creates her own beats through through her own vocals with the help of this loop pedal. So she sings the harmony, she beatboxes, all of that, and then she
creates
just
her own beat.
A unicorn and one of the most creative, one of the most honest creators. Yeah.
There's a word.
I'm gonna have to check her out.
Interstellarbeats.com is where you go.
Interstellarbeats.com.
She just put out an album called Folktronica.
Amazing. Amazing.
That's a banger.
I'm very intrigued. I'm gonna have to peep her out.
The first album, Subculture Submarine, was really good too. Like, I did a remix of a song of hers called The Batman that's available on my SoundCloud. But the song is about someone trying to rob her at a light rail station. And she
kicked
their
ass.
She was like, yeah, I gave him my stuff. And then I thought about it. And I was like, nah, fuck that. And I went upside his head. And I got my shit back. Vigilante Justice. She's
the best. I heard that piece. That's a dope
I'm gonna have to check her out for sure.
Absolutely. So
face soccer.
So yeah, I think Grape Tosser got a song or two on the ZFG compilation.
Yeah, that's gonna be awesome.
Paul Willis, Avery, Esso's got some on there. Cam, I just called him Avery. Ariel, I should say. You gotta understand, like, these are, you know what I mean? I just dropped the government and I didn't mean to drop the government on air. You know, we can bleep that out.
We will.
So nobody knows your actual.
We will.
But I mean, beyond like the rap, the performance, like these people, these are my family.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, so it's hard for me to differentiate sometimes between who you may know on the stage versus like who comes over to my house on a Tuesday night and eats enchiladas.
That's dope. And you mentioned the Blue Lamp launch party for a drink.
I love the Blue Lamp, number one. They're one of the only places still supporting live hip-hop.
Right.
Like, after the Nipsey Hussle shooting happened, like, last year, there were a lot of venues that, like, said, we're not doing hip-hop anymore, and just kind of turned their backs on the entire culture.
Right.
Like, there's, like, you know, you talk, like, that event was, that had to do with gang culture. That didn't have to do with hip-hop culture, you know? So Blue Lamp has always stayed very, like, true and giving us a stage,
and,
you know, like, and they do a lot for the community as well. So we are releasing a
they're paying back
Yes. Yes. Yes.
By hooking you guys up with a drink.
Yeah, they're naming a drink after us.
That's so dope.
You know, that's the. I feel like there's a lot of like awards in Sacramento that we won't get considered for. people that will never like co-sign us for this reason or that, but that's that kind of infamy, you know. Like, and it was a personal goal of mine for this year to have like a burger or some fries or a drink or
Sacramento acknowledgement, some cultural acknowledgement.
To be a part of the culture like that, yeah. Because that's what I feel like we are, and what we've been working to do for the last couple of years is really be a part of the culture,
right?
Push the culture,
build a brand,
and find other brands and other organizations that are working in the same areas and that could use a little push.
Right.
Like I explained, like we're talking about community and networking, right? Mm-hmm. And like, you know, folks talk about there's a fleet of ships. There's this boat and this boat and this boat and this, and ZFG's a boat. And so, no, ZFG's not a boat. I want to be a motor.
Right.
That any one of these boats could be like, yo, let me get this real quick and like,
right.
Yeah, as long as
that everyone can utilize.
As long as the intention is right, you know what I mean, and you're trying to like push light into your community and hustle that light, then
yeah, that's dope. That's, I love that analogy. To. Yeah, that's what's up. So we have the drink. Do you know what's in that?
Yes.
For us fellow bartenders out
this
there,
it's vodka and rum.
Nice.
Cranberry juice, pineapple juice, sweet and sour, and a little bit of grenadine.
Okay.
ZF Jesus!
So it's still pink.
Could chug the shit.
But tropical, but strong, yeah. And it tastes good. Yeah.
ZF Jesus! Branding,
right? Yeah.
So company colors, pink, the drink, pink.
Okay. So this was planned out. This was thought out.
Yeah, like they were like, yo, we want to name a drink after you.
Right.
I mean, ZFG is a community, right? Like, I told you, we have artists, designers. But we also have a bartender.
Nice.
Who's, like, the official, like, hey, let's call Mariah and see, like, if we can, like, start working on something. You
yeah,
know? So
that's dope.
It's the community.
Okay. Well, that's what's up. We'll have to go to Blue Lamp pretty soon. Yeah.
Get up Blue Lamp. Mario or anyone behind the bar about ZFG. Jesus.
That's dope.
And they're going to go down as the first people to have it. Because I've already had a couple, like, local bartenders be like, what?
Yeah.
So that sounds really good. Like, if you bring me a recipe card, I could make that.
Yeah.
That's only one step away from actually offering it on the menu. You know what I mean? Then all I have to do is push the crowd.
We'll have to start pushing it. Carlos and Momo.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I bartend for them. So I'll have to start pushing it. Like, I can recommend a drink.
ZF Jesus. I'm telling you.
We get the ZF Jesus on deck.
And it's cool. It's clear. So the next day is not so bad.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. You know, thinking about the people.
Cranberry juice is good for your kidneys. Right. You know what I mean? Like,
yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
We are concerned about your health. Here at
this is an entire process.
On a related note, if you drink enough, legend has it you start to see pink. So.
Yes. Nice.
Hitting them from every angle.
Not a lasting effect,
but it's pretty cool.
Every angle. That's what's up, though.
Absolutely.
So what else you guys got going? I know we were kind of talking about the ZFG mobile stage and art gallery you guys have coming up.
Oh, man, that's the big one for 2016. That's the game changer.
Yeah.
So we came to be known for these guerrilla art flash mobs and just kind of popping up in random places.
Mm-hmm.
We have now been... As part of the Crockers Block by Block program that they have going on, we were a grantee and we got $10,000 to build a mobile stage and gallery in tour districts 2, 5, and 8, which is Del Paso, Oak Park, and South Sac.
That's dope.
And find, like, spaces to just pop up. P.S., like... Still looking for spaces.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if you hit me up, if you got a place in any of those districts that needs some art, get at me. Like,
all right.
So yeah, it's gonna be real wild. Like, there's gonna be projection.
No, that sounds dope. And no one, I don't think I know anyone in Sac doing that right now. Unless there's a few people that might be involved in that, but definitely we got to holler at you guys about being involved.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, the Crocker's doing block parties in all three of those districts where mm-hmm. they're actually, it's cool because the Crocker isn't known mm-hmm. for being in these communities, right? Like, it's not something
they're trying
that's like
to expand
easily accessible.
Their involvement.
But yeah, through these block parties, they're like putting some of the local artists on, like, you know, we're going to be having auditions to be a part of that show. Mm-hmm. At the open mic at Soul Collective in January on the third Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, so
you guys are active.
Yeah. Well,
making moves.
Just trying to network and work with everybody. Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, it's kind of, it's divisive out here sometimes, you know, like there's a lot of, it's that award season.
I want to talk about that. And Phoenix and I have talked about that. About the divisive things, and one thing Phoenix told me was that, you know, if you stand out, you're not like them. Don't worry about it. She says you're not like some of these guys mm-hmm. out here. So if they don't necessarily want to rock with you, that's okay.
Right.
You know what I mean? It doesn't mean that you're not dope. It doesn't mean that you're not holding your lane. But it's just. Okay, you know, you have to walk another path. That being said, when we come back, we have to go to commercial real quick. I would like Phoenix, Jazz, Esso, and Andrew to talk about infrastructure and how important it is to link up. But we gotta pay some bills, or I'm not linking nothing. This is your main man and favorite poet, maybe not, and we'll be back after this.
You are listening to Culture Scene Radio, where urban culture lives. You are listening to Just My Thoughts with Graffiti Blue on the Culture Scene Radio Network, where urban culture lives.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dudes and dudettes, the sexy and the not-so-sexy, big children and little, we are back. I'm hanging out with Phoenix Divine. Hello, Phoenix. I'm hanging out with Ayo Jazz. What's up, girl?
What's going on?
I'm hanging out with my man Esso. What's up, MC?
What's Gucci?
You kicked my ass with that verse earlier. And I'm hanging out with my man Andrew. What's good with your fam?
Hurry.
That's what's up, man. I'm throwing Jazz the alley oop, man. What you want to talk about with these people?
Well, we talked a lot about ZFG and what you guys got going on. How does that go into play with all of your artists and the development that you guys, artist development as a whole, how do you feel like you guys fit in with that?
I think our events kind of serve as artist development a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm.
The open mic that started as Microphone Mondays and became known as the most open mic in the city,
mm-hmm.
We have a portion of it called the Hater Screen, which is a projection that's put up behind the stage where people can text in anonymously what they think of what's going on the stage. So the artist gets honest feedback.
Right.
I feel like personally that's one of the most important things that'll help you develop as an artist,
mm-hmm.
Is some honest feedback. And I felt like Sacramento
liked
that
super cool.
Severely. Like, I would come out here, and hip-hop especially,
yeah.
out here, where, like, folks would be outside for somebody's performance being like, this motherfucker is so whack.
Mm.
And then he would walk out, and it would be all, like, handshakes and stepbrother hugs and, yo, good show, like, I'll see you next time. Because somebody wanted to get booked.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it was like, yo, like, you're actually not doing that person any favors, you're not doing the city any favors,
right.
you're not doing the listeners or the hip-hop culture as a whole, because then we got bad representations out here.
Yeah.
Like, there's a...
And you're not really rocking with them.
Yeah, like, I mean, it's not to say... Like, I'm for everybody creating.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not necessarily for everybody having the most stage time.
Right.
Like, they're...
You have to work your way up.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I definitely feel you on that.
Like, because, I mean, how many times have you gone to see, I hate to see this, like, big time name comes through.
Mm-hmm.
There's 5 to 12 really bad openers who paid
mm-hmm.
to get on the bill instead of three people who are really good and represent local music well.
Right.
Where you could have just made 5,000 fans for some local artists who don't know that there's good music going on in their city.
Right.
You want to know why they don't understand that there's good music going on in their city? Because you're giving these people the stage.
Right.
So we all show up an hour and a half late to
skip as much of that as possible.
I'm not trying to sit through amateur hour. Like, come on. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I think there just needs to be a little more discernment in who's ready and who's not. There's a lot of open mics. There's a lot of, like, Sacramento is a great place to, like, hone your talent.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I think
definitely.
As a whole for
it, I agree with that. I agree with that big time. I came in and I became a better artist after I got here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I was able to just do way a lot of different things, reading straight from the book at the Sacramento Poetry Center, really experimenting at Luna's, you know what I mean? Hitting some crazy hard hitting spiritual shit at Mahogany. You know what I mean? I think I was there, you know, when I got here, but I wasn't as ill as I am now. Pat myself on the back. You know, and that's just what it is. I want to ask Phoenix a question. A lot of times when we talk, because we're really good friends, and a lot of times when we talk about revolution, mm-hmm. and turning the page, and something's got to happen. What does revolution? I'm asking all of y'all that because all of y'all in this room are kindred spirits. Whether it's Jazz doing something different, whether it's SO spitting something different, whether it's Andrew. We was talking about an OG outside that I definitely want to get back to. But I want to ask all of you guys right now, you know, what does the revolution look like? Phoenix, what does the revolution look like, babes?
No matter what part of the revolution are we talking about?
I mean,
there's society, there's well, what does the revolution look like?
Well, in the context of what we're talking about, of infrastructure, and just in our, just from a talent and spiritual standpoint.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what.
Well, you know, I would really, really love to see the artists lead that part of the revolution to come to a higher state of community, put the unity back in community.
Okay.
Because if we can't do it and we're supposedly the free thinkers of society, what does that say for the rest of society? If we can't come together, what is the rest of society supposed to do? I mean, each other. I mean, people think that they can't support another artist because
right.
it's going to take away from them, mm-hmm. not realizing that there's more than enough to feed all of us.
Right.
I mean,
without question, that is exactly the mentality. That's why when I see on your night, especially when I went, when I never knew y'all did that. For those people within the sound of my voice, what I'm talking about is the live interaction part that Andrew was just talking about.
The
haters screen. And when I went up there and spit, one of the first people that wrote when I went my first eight, like, bars or whatever, somebody said, "The shit just got real." You know what I mean? And that made me feel good. You know what I mean? It let me know that what I spit that particular night had the intended impact. It was some serious shit that I was talking about. And I was talking about making a difference and holding these promoters accountable at the time. Shout out to Terry Moore. # no love loss. Do what you do. I wish Terry Moore all the success in the world. But it just is what it is. Moving on.
Who is running for mayor? Did you see that? On Facebook?
Good. 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 Anybody but fucking KJ. Stop it. Fucking predator. Get the predator out of office.
We struck a nerve here at the home offices.
It's about to get real.
None of the Zulu Nation or Culture Zine endorses any candidate. outside of Afrika Bambaataa.
Drop a quick disclaimer.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. The allegations are alleged. It's alleged allegations that he's a predator.
Absolutely. He's playing no games right now.
Google Kevin Johnson's sexual allegations, I'm just saying.
Oh!
Just do your research.
Okay, and do your research on everything. That's the power of the internet. Speaking of research and speaking of the internet, talk to me about that website so these people could know how to contact you, Andrew.
ZFGpromotions.com. You will find all of the artists that are available right now on our roster and where they'll be at, all their social media information. We're also at facebook.com/ZFG Promotions, at ZFG Promotions on Instagram, Twitter, all of that. So, yeah, ZFG Promotions.
That's what's up.
In these streets.
Phoenix told us how to get in contact with her through her Facebook. Hit her on Twitter at Phoenix Not So Divine if you want that hashtag Twitter After Dark. Of course, you know to hit your main man and your favorite poet, maybe not, on gbleu.com. Jazz, how do they get in contact with you, darling?
Well, hit me up on Twitter at AO Jazz. Also, you can check my blog out. I'm about to launch that, www.aojazz.com. Actually, I think my Twitter is AYE_yo_.
It sure
jazz.
Is.
Right. I'm over here messing in my own handle.
That's what's up. It's the raccoon hat. You're too cool for school right now.
Yeah, it's
you're too cool for school.
Too much fur. My head is just killing me right now.
What I want to ask is, can you rock that hat? Did you do your album cover yet, SO? Because I'm thinking you should have Jazz on the cover with the freaking hat. I think that's a great look.
But nothing is set in stone, so.
Okay. You heard it here first. Exclusive.
Incorporate the raccoon.
Exclusive.
Can only get it here.
Yeah, indeed. Indeed. We got so much. We talked about so much. We're about to wrap this up. We talked about so much. And we aren't even finished. We got to do a part two, Playboy.
Let's do it.
We got to do a part two. Talk about, what's the name you got on our guest?
Devin Evans, right? You're bringing through?
Devin Evans.
We're going to try to bring the OG through next time. He may be stopping off in town. Devin Evans is a... that's the ZF grandfather right there.
That's what's up.
Original member of the Wailers, the Wailing Wailers with Bob Marley, and we met him a while back, and he's been working with us a whole lot, and he's coming back. So we'll stop by the next time he's in town and be able to, like, the dude just has a whole lot of wisdom and knowledge that we were very blessed with. So. Maybe we'll be able to sit down with you and share some of that.
Well, hey, that's what's up, man.
I hope,
And I will say that is the main reason why I fucked with all of y'all, is because there is an exchange of wisdom. You follow what I'm saying? A lot of cats hold on to wisdom like they're scared to teach or share what they know. That's punk shit to me. Word. It's just like, you know what I mean? You can take it with you, but you do yourself a disservice without passing. That's why we're here. For the time we're here, we have to pass something on to somebody else. You know, if you're 15 or you're 51, you know what I mean? You got to freaking show your love. That being said, what I really want to talk about as we go out, because we got plenty to talk about when you get back. But I want to close with my man Esso's song. Okay. You know what I mean? And talk about the name of the song a little bit and what made you write this song, please.
Okay. The song is called Three Strains.
Okay.
And it's a smoking song. And this last year I discovered that I'm a good stoner rapper, and I just gotta, you know, see that where it needs to be. You know, but I'm just being myself. So
okay, that's what's up.
That shows through the music. That's what it is. But it's a smoking song, and I got my man C Plus on it.
Okay,
Plus Money. He just dropped an album, by the way, Rentals. That's out, so you could fuck with that. But you know, he's one of the guys in SAC that I fuck with a lot.
Okay.
He's been out there in the scene for a minute, so.
Okay, sounds like you guys got a good chemistry.
Yeah, but yeah, this song came together quite nicely, and shout out to Plus Money. If you, if you're out there listening, let's make some more of this, man. They slap.
Okay. Now, the test of a true smoking song is if you can get a non-smoker to think about smoking.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dudes and dudettes, I'm dry snitching! Ayo, Jazz, I have never seen partake in a blunt. So why don't we do the Pepsi challenge? And we're going to let Ayo Jazz listen to this song. And when we do part two, we're going to open up with real-time response.
See if I got a contact.
Give your honest opinion. Try. Absolutely. On a song and say, did you feel like blazing when you smoked
it?
But our listeners are going to hear the song now. Three Strings. By SO, ZFG Promotions in the house. That's what we're going to take us out with. But before we go, you want to tell the people anything, Andrew?
That after Jazz listens to this song, she's going to grow dreadlocks and might move to the island, so she might not be here for the next episode.
Indeed.
That's how real it's about to get.
I could totally see that.
No, it's love. Thanks for everybody listening, and stay tuned with us for the coming year.
Absolutely. Phoenix, you want to let anybody know this stuff? This will air shortly after the new year has started. You want to tell the people anything?
Man, love yourself, know yourself, because knowledge is power.
That's what's up.
Heard that.
Jazz, you want to tell the people anything?
You know my motto.
Okay.
Just be original. Be yourself. Yeah, because that's something that we both know, embrace over the last few years. So, yeah, just remaining true to yourself. Okay. Doesn't get any better than that.
Indeed. I'm going to leave y'all with this. Take care of yourself. Know your worth. Just because you leave people alone doesn't mean you're being mean. That just means that they're not worthy enough to be in your space. Mm-hmm. And stay focused. SO, it's your song. It's your verse. So you get the last word.
Get the last word.
Indeed. What are you going to tell the people? What do you want to tell the people?
I'm going to say have fun. And if you smoke, burn one. And if you don't, think about it.
Oh. And with that, this is Three Strings by SO. We out.
Three strains and one shot, why? 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 Why? Why?
It's all I breathe, it made me sleep. My lullaby, my swish is sweet. It's Cali boy, I know y'all fuck with the 5 for 3, so don't lie to me. Appetizer, it's time to eat. Drop saline in these eyes of me. Don't buy me cause my mind is deep. You driving cause I'm trying to sleep. I said, what did you put in on this blunt? $2, you could hit this once. Better not have no iron lung. Ain't no mooching on my funds. And I rope a dope with a rope a dope. And I don't be choking for my throat with smoke. I don't joke with stokes. I toast the roach. I smoke mother till my fucking dome explodes. Yo, I'm down to post, you down to go. We chilling for a minute, then I'm down to row. You got the percolator, run up on the homie, pack a bowl. And keep cap the dro. Don't ask if I'm down to cheat. See this headdress on this crown of me? I'm not Zooty yet, well, I'm down to beat. Call BD, he stay down the street. Yeah. It's all I breathe, and it made me sleep. My lullaby, my switch is sweet. It's Cali boy. Y'all fuck with a 2 for 1 or the 5 for 3, and don't lie to me. I said it's time to eat. Fuck saline, let my eye be free. Why stop with a GSC? Why one strain in it when I know I'm really craving 3? It's 3 strains in 1 shot. Pre-game with some shots. We stay with weed haze on replay. On God, I got 3 strains in 1 shot. 3 strains in 1 shot. 3 strains in 1 shot. I got 3 strains in 1 shot.
I got 1 shot with 3 strains. Real shit, no weird names. That Sherbert, that King Louis, that 3 times. Now that's crazy. Might see me on I-80. If I'm in your state, then them clouds hazy. Hustle hard, I am not lazy. I clone babies off big ladies. I'm topping off my plants, topping off my drink. The way I kill that carico, I call it soil and grain. Now we wouldn't want the bloggers and the critics that sitting at home to think that Plus Money only talk about getting money and sipping lean. I'm smoking weed with my fashion. Praying we don't divide. just like fractions. But when that money arrive, everybody want a slice of the pie. Then you wonder where your cash went. When you eating and they fasting, niggas get to hating with a passion. Them Jack boys had an eye on them. It's ironic they lashed them. Foreign coupe, I fly past them, bruh. You sick, but I'm nastier. Just wait until harvest here. I have them half off just like Cassie hair. It's three strains in one shot. Pre-game with some shots. We stay with weed haze on replay. On God, I got three strains in one shot. Three strains in one shot. Three strains in one shot. I got three strains in one shot. She pop moon roof on the coupe off. We burn three strains up in two chops. We pre-game and kick back a few shots. I kick flow, got me some hoo-ha. Gotta ache the shake, I'm about to wake and bake. And if I make mistakes, I'm gonna make them great. I work too hard, I'm about to take a day. Out to the bay, it's a cake parade. And it ain't going down if it ain't my way. Like a little bit of juice, light a Tanqueray. Slow mo that tape where I blaze that J. And I don't know that J, but try to play that shape. Southside, North Sex, where I lay her day. Hit a pistol pop, at least it ain't AK. Like a packet with the indica, at least three strains. Cause the times are crazy, but it keep me sane. It's three strains in one shot. Pre-game with some shots. We stay with weed haze on replay. On God, I got three strains in one shot. Three strains in one shot. Three strains in one shot. I got three strains in one shot. Three strains in one shot. Pre-game with some shots. We stay with weed haze on replay. On God, I got three strains in one shot. Three strains in one shot. Three strains in one shot. I got three strains in one shot.